Howdy neighbors, Ron Hay, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking WOTUS with Shannon Farrell in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
About 120 agriculture leaders and government officials involved in a listening session in Oklahoma City with EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt as he was running to gather information about how to best write the new and improved Waters of the U.S. Clean Water Rule to replace the rule that was put out in September of 2015 by the Obama administration. One of those offering comments to the administrator was ag economist Dr. Shannon Farrell, who says the lack of regulatory certainty in the 2015 rule from the Obama administration, one of the reasons farmers and ranchers so upset with that version of WOTUS.
You know, in agriculture, we face a lot of challenges every day. I mean, every day a farmer has to be an animal scientist, an agronomist, an engineer, and everything else. And one of the things we had to do under the old version of the rule was also be an environmental scientist. And the reason for that was the old rule had a list of lots of things that were a water of the United States that were pretty clear. You could look at a stream or a pond or a river and say, okay, I get it. That's a jurisdictional water. But because the old rule, the WOTUS rule, had an incorporation of something we call a nexus test, which basically said if this water body had any sort of hydrologic connection to a jurisdictional water, that means it's under the rule too. And that's just hard for anybody to make a determination of. And in fact, it was proving to be really hard for EPA and the Corps of Engineers to make those kinds of determinations. And that has made it really hard for producers to know when am I supposed to be following these rules and when aren't I. And that was the big challenge.
And a big concern for agriculture with the old rule, the expansive concept of what navigable is.
We hear the word navigable and you think boat, right? And so we look at a lot of the waters that are under EPA jurisdiction and go, I probably couldn't put an inner tube down that, much less a barge, right? And so if you go back and look all the way to when we enacted the Clean Water Act and you actually read the congressional record, it seems pretty clear from the congressional record that the Clean Water Act was supposed to address perhaps more water than I can put a barge down, but also not something that I could put a paper boat down either. And so that's kind of been the struggle for those past several years is how do we come up with a definition of navigable that makes intuitive sense, that kind of adheres to the language of the statute, and that's still protective of enough waters for us to make sure we've got clean drinking water and clean agricultural irrigation water as well. So that's been the balance we've been trying to strike for a while.
He obviously is on track, or he believes he's on track to try to get new proposals out soon. He talked September. Mm-hmm. What sort of things do you think may come with this redo of WOTUS?
You know, I think one thing that's really important is trying to figure out what safe harbors might be out there. So do we have the idea that Administrator Pruitt mentioned of maybe we have a list of waters that are not considered waters of the United States? Or do we have an explicit listing of these waters are waters of the United States? And so I think what you will probably see in the new rule is maybe a little bit of both of those elements. You probably see some very clear, this is a water, and you might see some very clear, this is not a water. And I think the important thing for the rule to get right, and that's why some of the comments will be really important, is in between those two extremes, how do we give the agency the room to protect water, but at the same time give all the regulated parties a clear path to certainty so I can know in short order if this water is kind of in between those two, can I get a quick determination from the agency and know one way or another so I know how to proceed?
Seems like before we had a mountain or I guess an ocean of gray, maybe a little less gray.
I think now we're trying to get a lot more black and white and narrow that gray as effectively as we can.
Extension Ag Law Specialist Dr. Shannon Farrell on what a new and improved WOTUS might look like. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley was created by OSU researchers and is marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from the Texas and Kansas overlay variety with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.